You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Why is my wrist so itchy? Is it encephalitis or perhaps Lionel Richie? Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Maestro Trombone. Maestro Trombone. Chef's kiss or a kiss for Mike?
I am chef.
Oh, are you a chef? Really?
So it is both right there.
Yeah. Okay. It almost looked like you were smoking a doob as well. And then all of a sudden you kissed it. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. Thank you to Maestro Trombone for that catchphrase submission. Not going to stick, I don't believe. Welcome to the show. My name is Scott Aukerman. We have a great show coming up a little later. We have a cosmetologist. And also the return of the busiest man alive. He'll be coming up a little later, but before we get to them, let's turn to our guests in A Block. They are returning champions. They've been on the show for perhaps the entire time we've been doing it, the entire almost 14 years at this point, since the Indy 1031 days. The other is a newer acquisition of ours from about 8 years ago. Yeah, 8 or 10. Actually, yeah, our second studio. We're now in our sixth. No, we're now in my house. They have a new television program. From what I'm told, it's a 4-night event. And it premieres today on Hulu. It's called History of the World Part 2. Please welcome back to the show, Nick Kroll and Ike Barinholtz. Applauding for himself. Interesting.
My father said to me on his deathbed, he goes, always give yourself applause.
Really?
You don't know.
What did he die of?
He's actually still alive. He's living in Los Angeles and is an actor for hire.
Oh, that's right. I read this in a recent interview of yours. I read all your press, by the way. there was one that I read where you mentioned your father. It must have been a big publication or something.
I can't remember what it was, but it was
It was father's aficionado.
So it's not aficionados of general fathers, people being aficionados of their own
fathers. Fathers.
Okay. Yes.
And it's like, you know how like cigar aficionados, like Sylvester Stallone with a cigar in his big cigar fingers.
Where you can't tell, does he have six fingers or is he smoking a cigar?
For this one, I'm holding my father like a baby, like presenting him.
Fathers aficionados.
To Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for your dad.
Hey, that's great.
It's a good dad you got right here.
Nick, have you been watching Tulsa King, by the way?
Okay. Here's what I've been watching, and I'm glad this has come up because it's truly the only thing I have any thoughts on.
Okay, great. What do you got?
I have not watched the show, but I've driven down Beverly. And sure, if you live in Los Angeles, Tulsa King billboards, very present.
Are they really? Okay.
They were for me.
I have not noticed that, but I'm
in the algorithm of the real world. I was being sent a lot of Tulsa King content.
And was it because you clicked on it or something and suddenly billboards were out there in the world?
Yeah, that's how everything works now, right? So, but Tulsa King, for those who don't know, it's on Paramount Plus. And for those who don't know what Paramount Plus is,
for the 99%. of the world who has
no
idea.
You can only get Paramount Plus if you have voted in a Republican primary.
I created Yellowstone.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Which, by the way, now that I'm a father, the baby, I was not in the operating room, or the delivery room, they call it.
Operating room. Sure.
The DR. Uh-huh. It's confusing because there's these DRs, they're doctors, and then have a DR of a delivery room.
And then there's the operating room where the operators go when they're at the hospital.
Right. And it's also or operating room. You know, like, do you do the DR or the OR? I don't know. You know, it's just too confusing. The hospitals are confusing is what we're trying to say.
Oh, are they? Little shout to a film called The Righteous Annabelle.
That's right.
I got everything right. I got everything exactly right on that statement.
But the minute the baby was born, Kulep said, "Hey, she's here." And I said, "I got to watch Yellowstone." I'm a dad now. This is made for dads by dads.
Yeah. Yellowstone, a Paramount Plus show that you can see on Peacock.
Yes, I know.
Have you watched Tulsa King?
Okay, I have watched Tulsa King, yes.
I have not, but here's what I think Tulsa King's about.
Yeah.
Sylvester, I read a description, but this is what I believe in.
So you have all the information.
He gets to Tulsa, and he's like, "Hey, yeah, I don't know. Tulsa's not for me." Right? And right. Then...
You're so far 100% correct.
Right. And then by the end of season one, my gut is somebody becomes a king of Tulsa in one manner or other.
Roundabout way. Yeah. Either, you know, metaphorically or literally. Sure. Yeah.
He goes, "Hey, this place is great." I'm going to stay. And that's why in the billboard, he's got a hard copy plane ticket.
Does he?
That he is lit on fire to light
because
a cigar.
Because he doesn't want to be there.
No, but by the end,
he's burning it for a different reason.
He's not going anywhere.
He didn't want to leave. This place is great. I'm burning my hard ticket.
He doesn't want to leave so much, by the way, by the end of season one, that he calls up his estranged daughter he hasn't talked to in 40 years since he's been in prison. And right. And one episode.
And I'm assuming that's Andrea Savage, not his love interest, Andrea Savage.
No, definitely. His love interest is Andrea Savage, who literally vomits after she learns how old he is.
Andrea Savage, which
I've never seen in a show before.
Andrea was born like the afternoon Rocky came out.
Right.
Like, it's insane that they are.
But he calls up his estranged daughter, has not spoken to her in 40 years. And she goes, "Dad, you can't just call me after 40 years." By the next episode, she's like, "Maybe I should move to Tulsa with you," because Tulsa's so great.
I gotta say, that's the spinoff.
Yeah,
I loved it. In the pilot, I think it's the pilot when he gets stoned, and he all of a sudden is like, "And another thing, what's up with all these pronouns? Me, we, you." I just stood up and started saluting the screen.
Was the joint he was smoking? Was it a? Like a cigar? Was it a big fat?
No, it was like a little.
It was tinier than his finger, so it was a joint. So
that's how you can differentiate.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway, so Tulsa King is great.
Tulsa King,
big fan.
Ike, I have to mention that you are, of course, the Celebrity Jeopardy champion for this year. Are you not?
What is? Yes, I am.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You winnowed the field from who were you up against in the first episode?
I went up against Jalen Rose from the Fab Five, right. Fantastic commentator, and Constance Wu.
That's right.
Smoked them.
Both of them. Did you talk to Jalen Rose about anything?
Just a little bit. I was a big fan of his my whole life. And he did turn to me after the game and goes, "Complete domination.
in compliments to you?
In compliments to me. It was okay. Very sweet. And then the second one was Simu Liu.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, from Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi.
That's right. And he did really well, did he not?
He did very well. He beat Andy Richter.
That's right.
That, we all know Andy was a former Jeopardy champion.
And Andy was the sort of the favorite to take the whole thing. Then Simu just like,
Simu snuck in boom. There. And then Eliza Schlesinger and I beat them. And then in the finals, I went up against Will Wheaton and our good friend Patton. Mm. And Patton was the name that early on when I saw the list of celebs.
You're like, I don't want to go up against him.
Don't want to fight Patton.
Right.
Because he's really good at that stuff.
And but, how did the, I didn't watch. How did
I'm going to show you right now.
Can I ask, were you guys in character? Like, was Patton Ratatouille and Will Wheaton was Stand By Me?
Yes. And that is his character's name.
And you were a nurse on Mindy?
I was Morgan Tuchers. I came out in scrubs. It was a great game. Will, it became a two-man game pretty quickly, and it was going back.
Between you and Will? Or
Patton.
So Will just like...
Will started off a little hot.
Will got kicked off like he did on Star Trek TNG?
I Jordy LaForge just asked. Look,
Can I ask you a question? Yes. And do you think Will? Because like Will and Patton are sort of like branded as like nerd guys.
Yeah,
you're branded as
a dumb jock.
Yes,
like a dumb asshole. In real life, as I know you to be, and also. You know, on TV stuff.
People were surprised. People would be like, you? Really?
No, but you're great. You did a Millionaire as well, I remember.
I did, yeah. Who wants to be a millionaire?
And how far up did you get on Millionaire?
I got 150,000, 125, right, 150. Right, I can't remember.
Yeah, but you're very good.
I like trivia.
Shouldn't celebrities be allowed to do
regular?
These for the money and get the money?
I mean,
is it always for fucking charity?
Well, that's why you got to set up a 501c3.
There's a way to. It's called Ike's Kids. It's literally my kids. So we can fly first class and go to Hawaii.
It's different than 1-877 Cars for Kids, yes. Which is a weird, is a weird Orthodox Jewish like charity. It is.
you're searching. The room
somebody to be named later. Maybe the busiest man in Judaism.
I did for Cars for My Kids.
For My Kids.
Oh,
for my
God.
Kids. Yeah. 1-877 Ike's got kids. The funny thing is Ike is not an Orthodox Jew.
No, I'm.
It's a weird thing also that Ike's Jewish.
Yeah, I mean,
you think of him as a big dumbass, like an asshole.
You think of him as a big dumb Christian asshole, and in fact, he's kind of an intellectual Jew.
These are all true things.
But it was very fun. I'm going to go back. I'm going to
really?
Play the Tournament of Champions with the real
people. Whoa. Do you think you have any chance?
Zero chance.
Because the questions are dumbed down for the celebrities, are they not?
Yeah, because we have a part of our brain. We all know this as celebs, where our brains are different than a mortal person.
Right.
And we have this
you think just a little bit different. Like sometimes I watch your stuff. I'm like, was he high when he came up with this? He had to be.
The answer is yes.
And I'll tell you this much. Whatever he's smoking, give me some. But celebrities have this part of their brain that we have to, you know, learn lines and stand on the red carpet and stuff. And a normal person can.
I actually am offer only and I... refuse to learn lines and I will only riff. So
you have a riff only contract. Yes.
I'm
maybe why I do not work and I'm not in the history of the world part two.
Yeah,
I am red carpet offer only. So really? If someone offers me a chance to go on a red carpet, I will go.
Okay, got
if
it.
Someone offers me just a red carpet, I'll go.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like a little square.
Like a I do think you'll get fucking annihilated.
Who are the people who are?
I mean, it will be the champions from this season. And there's this one guy named Chris who's just like, oh my God, like he's a genius.
Do you think that trivia is biased to the white straight male though?
What are you talking about?
Just in general, isn't it? I mean, like all the stuff we're supposed to care about.
Yes,
like who curates that? Who gatekeeps it?
Wasn't it the producer on the show was like, I'm the host now, and everyone's like, no. And he's like, all right.
It's basically the Captain Phillips. I'm the host now.
I'm the host now. And they were like, all right.
Yeah, that guy tried to pull a Dick Cheney, and they were like, no. I'm gonna head up the search myself, and you're not gonna believe this, but here's the report. It's me. It probably is, but everything in culture is so. But I think they're trying to catch up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. Well, certainly not on the finals. of where it was Will Wheaton, Patton, and you.
Patton Oswalt is a black woman. I don't know if you guys know that.
Well, let's talk about History of the World Part 2, because this is obviously a four-night event, and it's coming out today. Now, this is, of course, the long-awaited sequel to the film Mel Brooks wrote and directed, History of the World Part 1, which came out in what?
1981.
81?
42 years in the making.
Wow. And would you believe I have not seen it? It's a Scott.
Really?
Scene. Yeah. I know like stuff what? From it, Biggest Dickest, all that kind of stuff. I know a lot about it, but I've never seen like it all the way through.
Oh, it was not in your... Oh, that's right. Like
I was too young when it came out, and everyone... at my elementary school would like repeat the line because they all got to see R-rated movies.
Yeah.
But I never did.
You didn't get to. Okay. So.
And I've just never caught up with it. I've seen scenes.
That's how I am with, and don't tell anybody, Schindler's List. Never actually watched.
Really?
Jesus Christ.
It's got a surprise ending.
But truly, I've never seen it. So I guess that's the end of the podcast.
Yeah. Nick has been canceled.
I've seen the Seinfeld. No, I haven't even seen the Seinfeld episode where they're making out during Schindler's List.
Yeah,
that's sort of what
that
I feel like.
That was the ice storm for me.
Right. So wait, that's the movie you've lied about seeing?
No, that's the movie that I was making out during that made everyone around me.
It's such a hot movie. The ice storm.
It is genuinely a hot movie.
Well, except for the scene when like Joan Allen is having sex and in her eyes, you can tell that she wants to die.
Oh, really? That's the scene where Scott was like, I had to make my move. And weirdly, making it with Joan Allen.
Yes, he's like, she wanted to die.
You guys were together for years.
So it's History of the World Part 2.
So the original movie was sort of a sketch movie about a lot of stuff that happened in history. And was the part one, was it a joke or was it like a threatening, like, oh, we're going to do a sequel?
No, it was a joke based on, there was like a very famous book of history at that point called like History of the World Volume 1 that Mel referenced as part one. And it's like a bunch of shorter sketches and these two bigger chunks on the Roman Empire and the French Revolution. Mm. But there's like...
I'll tell you a movie that has one big chunk. What? The Goonies.
Ew. Famous lawyer. Famous entertainment lawyer now.
I believe represented Auntie Donna.
He represents Kiyu Kwan.
Does he really? Yes, oh, that's right. They're still friends. Yeah,
they're best friends
today.
That's
so amazing.
What a wonderful Hollywood
I love
story.
That also he was with Brendan Fraser in Encino Man, and now they're both nominated together.
That's wonderful.
Wonderful movie trivia. Weighted towards straight white men.
What about there was Chuck, and then who was the football head?
Josh Brolin.
Yeah, Brolin.
No, the guy who looks had
oh, Slaw.
Oh, Slaw.
He passed away. He was a football player named not Joe Klecko, but Joe.
Hmm. Here it is. Fucking hey, Celebrity Jeopardy's done, dude. You won.
Pete Davidson entered the chat.
I'm dating this microphone. Is that a good impression? So, Pete, I know you're listening. I know you listen to every episode.
Yeah,
I know you're listening.
Doesn't have the courage to come on, but
doesn't. But listen. Coward.
But listen.
Too big a fan.
Yeah,
too big a fan.
Exactly.
Doesn't want to break that wall. So they came to us to do the show.
Who's this day? Because Mel I don't Brooks, think anyone has ever come to
you
me.
Are you doing a pronouns joke?
Who's they then?
The Tulsa King?
Who's this? Who's this day?
Who's the day you're talking about?
I'm the king of Tulsa.
It's good to be the king
of Tulsa. Of Tulsa. And that's History of the World Part Tulsa that we're working on.
Did Mel Brooks come to you? Like, was this percolating in his mind of like, oh, maybe we could get something going with this? Or was this someone else who was like...
No, this was... it was Mel and with some folks at Searchlight. And they came to me to see if I was interested in doing it. And I said no.
Having sex again?
Yeah, doing it. Yeah, and I had not until that point, and that's how I decided to have a child.
Oh,
I finally decided to do it with my wife.
Congratulations. And the first time you had a child?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Was it like a next day thing? Suddenly you had a child?
Yeah,
okay, I'm not sure. Okay, well, I don't know if the math checks out.
No, yep, it was the next day. It all happened. And then...
congrats on the sex.
Thanks. we started to put the team together, and Wanda Sykes joined us, and Ike and Dave joined us, and then we kind of built it from there.
Sykes and Ike.
Sykes and Ike.
Yeah. The entire cast of the show, Syke. Yep. And Ike. And they came weirdly in this packaging, like Sykes and Ike, like Mike and Ike candy.
Right, yeah. In a huge body, box.
A huge box. It was like the most intense. It was Dulé. Right. It was...
Of course, the other person.
Yeah.
We all know.
I do know. And he was a genuinely
celebrity
lovely guy.
Celebrity jeopardy's
over. Oh, James.
Yes,
oh,
James.
Nice. Yes. This guy.
He is a genuinely ugly guy?
No, he's genuinely good looking.
He's a genuinely ugly guy.
Yeah. Who said
that? What did you say that I heard that?
Nice.
No, oh, I nice. Do want to say that James is a genuinely ugly guy. he's actually a very
handsome
guy.
He's
handsome. Yeah. Of course, you know.
Yeah, he's hot and cool.
So how does it go from here into a four-night event?
Well, you know, USA, when they launched Psych,
we've moved on.
It goes a four-night event. I mean, truthfully, you know, the thing
is, it a half hour? Would it have been a two-hour movie? Is that what it is?
Well,
is
the
it?
Idea was to do it as a series, and each episode sort of feels like a small version of what the movie was structurally. Like, there are a bunch of shorter sketches and then bigger chunks of stories that feel kind of like how the Roman Empire and the French Revolution were in the movie. We all have different sort of ones that are, I do one around the Russian Revolution. And we end up, it was like Pam Adlon and Jack Black as Stalin and Rob Corddry as Lenin and Ike as
Trotsky.
Yeah.
We take a very, very strong pro-Putin stance.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good. Yes.
Yes. It's about sort of the inevitability of where we've come.
Yeah. Does it lead to the one world government? Does it go past where we are now to the rapture?
I wrote a song called Zelensky's a Cuck. And no one likes it.
not even the right.
Not even the Russians. They're like, it's not funny or cool.
But he wrote this one. Zelensky was just an actor. Like they were both.
I couldn't stand his performances.
So anyway, we structure them like that. And
I do one that's like the Civil War, where I play General Ulysses S. Grant.
Famously drunk.
A famous drunk.
So what? This
also a hot guy. A very hot man, I think. Quite
that's
frankly.
Why.
With
that's
the way why, you play him?
The way I play him was very sexy. In real life, he was, you know, gnarly. But
so does this go from like caveman times to now? Or like what time periods are we covering?
We cover everything from literally the invention of fire with some wonderful cave women.
Is that an invention or did someone just discover it?
Watch the sketch.
Watch the show, man. Fuck.
Watch the sketch.
What am I ruining about the premise? I just don't think you can say you invented something when it's like, it's right there.
Al Gore, the internet, please. Right?
Is that what he said? The internet, please.
I believe it's actually the discovery of fire.
The discovery.
Ah, of fire. And then we go, I think the most contemporary thing we have is the Berlin?
Oslo Accords. And so we do kind of try to cover loosely, like the movie, it covers a bunch of different areas. And I
tell you, when you're just talking about it, it sounds boring because you're talking about history. But like there are jokes in it, right?
No.
We want people to fucking learn something.
This is about, honestly, this is a time in history when we need to take another look at history.
Yeah.
In a humorless way.
Okay.
Yeah. We're not woke, but we are humorous.
Yeah.
That would be maybe the funniest thing if like suddenly you tune into this four-night event and it's just historical.
It's historical,
like it's a documentary.
Really dry. And the cast is genuinely ugly.
Owen Burke.
He's so fucking funny.
Oh my
Owen
God.
Burke is a it was a writer and producer on the show, and he has a running gag in the show that is
got one of the biggest laughs.
It's my favorite.
Well, of course, fans of CBB know him as Level Knievel.
Of course,
of course,
the perfect podcast character,
Pete Davidson's favorite character.
Yeah, it's
and who run down the cast because there's so many guests.
Who we got? We got Kevin Spacey, Armie Hammer. Chris D'Elia.
The greats.
We got
the
them all, baby.
CK.
CK. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at your table here. I'm looking at Lisa Gilroy's name. She's all over that show. We have
Dan Adlon, as we mentioned.
A different table.
Is that? Yeah.
Table. Totally different table.
A microphone, a pair of scissors, pens.
We got the coasters on the show. Yeah. Taika Waititi, who's from a little country called New Zealand. Really? Fun fact. We had Dove Cameron, Poppy Lou,
Sarah Silverman. Sarah
Silverman.
It's so funny that we are truly seem like we can't.
I know. I'm seeing 100. Oh, Jay Ellis, Zazie Beetz, Richard Kind,
Quinta Brunson,
Tyler William James.
So did when Mel Brooks is Mel Brooks, rather.
No, no, Mel Brooks.
There's no S.
I had no idea. Oh, it's apostrophe.
The last.
He's a folk singer.
Leave the last S off for comedy.
So when Mel Brooks calls, does everyone just say like, "I'm there"? Is that what it is? Was he calling?
He was calling everyone individually.
Was he in casting?
Hello, is this Lisa Gilroy?
Mel, fucking make some fucking calls, man.
Do one thing.
I'm here busting my ass 4 hours a day writing this show.
4 hours a day, one day a week. While I juggle my other projects.
Yeah.
But everyone said yes. Like you call someone, it's a very easy sell. You want to come and work?
It really was.
Production
it was,
for a day.
Oh, one of my favorite castings is, I mean, also you have, you know, one of my favorite castings is Wanda
does
a big chunk on Shirley Chisholm. Wanda does a big chunk on Shirley Chisholm, the first black woman to be in Congress. In late 60s, she ran for president. And we do it kind of like a Norman Lear sitcom, 70s sitcom. We have, and Marla Gibbs plays her mom, which having Marla Gibbs in that format
solidifies. Is
amazing. It solidifies it. Colton Dunn plays her husband. Kim Whitley plays her best friend. And my favorite casting in real life, Shirley Chisholm went and visited George Wallace, the racist governor of Alabama, when he was shot, visited him in the hospital. It was very controversial. And to cast as George Wallace, the racist Alabama senator, we have George Wallace, the black comedian, playing him. And it's, I think that's my favorite piece of casting in the show.
Love it.
If you don't know George Wallace's Twitter account, George is the funniest person on Twitter.
Yeah, George is great. Used to be on the Letterman show all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So funny.
One of the funniest guys around.
So funny. And that's it. That's the whole show. You don't have to watch it.
Yeah, I feel like I've gone through traffic school right now just hearing about it.
Improv traffic school?
Yeah, a little bit, because there were a couple of jokes. No, it's a four-night event, obviously, and it's out today. This is exciting. Or tonight.
It's on, and it's on Hulu. Lewis has the news. Is that I believe that's the full name of the network.
Right. But for the international listeners, it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah. Oh, is it really?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. When I was in Italy, I looked on Disney Plus and it had so much stuff. And it was like, oh, manja.
See, the Mandalorian.
Cazzo Nemo.
A Frozen 2.
All right, we have to take a break. When we come back, this is exciting. You guys can stick around, obviously.
Oh, thank you.
We have a cosmetologist and we have the busiest man alive. This is what a packed show here today.
Russian astronaut?
No, not cosmetologist.
Oh, okay.
Cosmetologist.
Okay, gotcha.
We are going to come right back. We have more with Nick Kroll, more with Ike Barinholtz. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, We love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AuraFrames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Nick Kroll, Ike Barinholtz, History of the World Part 2 on Hulu, four-night event. Starts today, and I would imagine, is it like one night and then take a night off, then another night, then take a night off, then it's another over night, eight, then it's, a week
it's a
later.
It's a four-night event over 8 days. Great. If that makes sense. It's two episodes a night.
Do you think people should wait till Thursday and just watch them all back to back?
No, or? No, and I'll tell you why.
Why is it?
Because comedy is not, I don't think it's like,
it's not good after like 5 minutes. Trump. It's bad.
Well, I mean, I was going to say maybe 45 an hour. But I just like if a drama or a action show drops, if Tulsa King drops, I'm watching it all in one night.
Yeah.
But comedy, I think it's good to watch a couple and then come back.
Then
the
come
next
back
day.
To it. Yeah.
Yeah, come back.
And also for the audience to know, there's a true crime element that runs through the entire series.
Oh, you look
so
tired.
You really
got
to watch one episode to the next to
you
really
get it. You look exhausted, Nick.
There's a really kind of fucked up true crime. True crime.
Is it a murder? Or
we
is it
committed
something?
A murder in the first episode.
Oh no!
And so you got to watch
solve it.
So you got to watch episode to episode to solve it.
No.
The status.
Now what happened to Nick? He got so sad.
The most beaten down writer.
Hollywood
in
made him
Hollywood.
Sad. All right.
So
well,
you really got to yes. check out each episode one after the other to follow the case.
They're there. It's okay. Buddy.
All right, we need to get to our next guest. Yes. She's a cosmetologist, from what I'm told. Please welcome Andy.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, really great.
So nice to meet you. This is Ike. This is Nick.
Hello.
They are, they're the I guess, the orchestrators of the four-night event.
Orchestra? That's cool. I love music.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I do.
You like music? That's cool.
That's cool.
I love listening to it. I love the people that make it. I love all kinds of elements of it.
You like the music itself?
The music itself.
The people that make it. And the instruments?
And the instruments.
Wow. The trifecta right there.
Most of the things that make it.
Yeah. I guess vibrations.
Yeah, producers.
Producers.
Mm-hmm. Equipment, like the equipment that allows you to hear
cables.
Like headphones, cables.
Yeah. I'm not really into tech.
Okay. You're not really. You're more of an organic.
I'm more of a do with your hands body kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Okay. So you only go see live music? Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's no tech.
So you've never heard recorded music?
That's not what I'm interested in.
You're not interested in recordings at all.
The lived experience. Yeah, oh, I'm not really. Cool.
Also, sounds like if you don't like tech, everything is acoustic or acapella.
Yeah, yeah. Well, mostly acapella.
MTV Unplugged tapings.
I would go to the tapings, but I wouldn't want there to be a camera there either.
Oh, okay.
So mostly what I listen to is like stuff in parks, like stuff in a parking lot, like stuff that's outside.
Okay, cool. Right. Cool.
Right. Oh, like a drum circle in Venice. You'd be like, this is great.
I don't really know what Venice is, but yeah, probably sounds nice.
Do you have a car, or can you not get to Venice? Is that?
I do have a car. I don't know where it is.
Oh.
I had one of those little Apple tracker things, but then I lost my phone, so I don't know where the car is. I don't know where the phone is.
Oh, God. You need an Apple tracker on your phone.
I guess that's true.
And
yeah.
A different phone to track that one.
And if you're against tech, that would this all. Maybe you lost it. Maybe you purposely lost it. You're just trying to get rid of the stuff that you don't tech stuff in your life.
Do you think you're smarter than me?
So far, I do.
I think you're honest.
If she had these kind of feelings, she would be in touch with them and be able to know them.
Have you ever worked with the musicians doing cosmetology?
I'm really trying to break into that field.
Mm. Oh, you're not an actual cosmetologist now?
Aspiring.
Oh.
Aspiring and inspiring, I would say.
Oh, wow.
Have you looked into going to like a beauty school or anything?
I don't want to do that.
Oh, too much tech?
I'm looking for a word of mouth thing. I don't like when people tell me what to do. I don't like when people talk down to me. I'm like, Nick.
Nick, cool if you could. Please don't talk down to our guests.
Can I just say how cool it is to be at a table of all guys?
Yeah. It's cool, right? We're all looking at you. It's like you're in a zoo.
And one thinks I'm dumb, and that I love.
Yeah, yeah. It's cool. You've just described Comedy Bang Bang.
So can I ask you a question about the Cosmo? Okay. Do you like more working with...
You can ask me questions about this too.
Well, this is for both of you, I guess. Okay, do you like working more with skin or hair?
I love the touch of skin, but I love working with hair. And my goal when giving a haircut is to make it look like you never got a cut at all.
So you
leave kind of the way you came in, but there's just a little less hair.
Just a little... Oh, okay.
That's kind of the dream.
Yeah, because if it's too jarring, then everyone's like, hey, nice haircut. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't want to be hearing that all day.
I don't want that kind of attention.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want people looking
at me. Leave me out of it.
I'm in witness.
Yeah.
Quick question.
Potentially.
You only have witness protection clients?
I like to work with people who are in witness protection programs.
Really?
And they can only sort of modify their look in a very specific way.
So they can't look like their old selves.
No, but they want to look kind of consistent to their new selves.
And can you give us the names of some of those people?
Yes, there's an amazing person that I've been working with in Glendale named Carter.
Uh-huh.
And he used to live in New Jersey, and he did a murder.
He calls you. He's like, hey, I need a Brazilian blowout.
Yeah. And wax.
I'm going to Tulsa to meet the king.
But he's from Jersey. So is Carter
Nick,
real?
You seem very interested in this.
Is Carter's real name?
Does this have to do with your father, famous private investigator?
Might
Jules Troll.
Mm-hmm. Let's find out.
Yeah, Carter is not his birth name, mm-hmm. but he did show me his birth name.
Oh, really? Oh. On a license or just on a piece of paper? Or what?
He just showed it to me on a piece of paper. I said he
passed it across the table.
I said he didn't have to ever pay me if he just told me what his real name was.
Really?
Yeah, that's my rule with witness protection people. If you tell me what your identity is, you don't have to pay me.
This is cool. I like this.
Did you grow up? This might be a little personal. I apologize.
Okay.
Did you kind of grow up with money? Because if you're kind of doing a lot of this stuff.
Or in witness protection? One or the other.
I grew up with, I'm very rich. Okay. Yeah. I come from a lot of intergenerational wealth. My family did a lot of kind of questionable things in the past that I don't condone. I have amazing politics, self-proclaimed. And I won't tell you what they are, but they are amazing.
Congratulations.
Aw, thanks. Nick's coming around on me.
He was negging. I thought you were dumb. I thought you were obstinate.
You didn't think I was dumb. You thought I was stupid and dumber than you.
Yes, exactly. Yes, correct. Okay, that's it. That's right. So you're not as dumb as I thought you were.
Yeah.
Are you attracted to Nick? Because there's sparks here now that he's...
Here's what I would like. A haircut. Would you give me a haircut while we do this?
While we do what? This?
This podcast?
Yeah, podcast. You mind?
No. I do that stuff in private.
What if I tell you my real name?
Okay.
Did you change it for show business?
Yeah. Also, really? Can I give you a haircut while we're doing this?
Yeah, you can give a haircut too.
Competing haircuts. So why don't we do this side by side? Mm-hmm. And we'll...
I'm getting Nick's, the right side of Nick's.
Hey, okay. Ow,
meanwhile, Andy's on the left.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ow.
Well, then stop moving.
Okay. There we go. I'm just giving you a little bit of trim right here.
Yeah, wow. This shirt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, I like that.
Very different styles, but interesting.
I like that.
And what do you think? All right, take a look at
two
this
of the
side.
Shortest haircuts.
Well, I can say I've never gotten a haircut and gotten a shirt cut at the same time, which I really like.
Yeah, it's sort of like a Jennifer Beals kind of thing, off the shoulder. I really like it.
Thank you. I'm very happy with both sides.
May I give you
a haircut? Oh my God, Centris. Yeah, that's so cool.
Mike's going to give me a haircut now. Make it a little longer.
Almost done, Scott.
I mean, this is the kind of outfit that I love.
This outfit?
That's the kind of music that I love.
Oh, like...
Sort of like banging of sticks, scissors, kind of like going back to caveman time, going back to the time before everything went wrong.
Whoa.
Wow.
When did it go wrong?
Yeah, like when...
The Industrial Revolution probably, for me, is when it all went wrong.
Technology. Oh. Technology becomes a big factor.
Eli Whitney and his cotton gin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're like a real trad, Luddite kind of like return to nature, pastoral type of vibe.
I'm trying to milk a cow. I'm trying to get pregnant and I'm trying to not work.
Hopefully not at the same time.
Get pregnant and milk a cow?
Yeah.
I mean, why not? Different things are doing different things.
I guess. Could a woman get pregnant from a cow?
I don't know if you get pregnant from a cow, but I feel someone could be on top of me while I milk a cow.
Yeah.
Why get a woman pregnant when you can get the milk for free?
That's true.
Is that the phrase?
Wait, are you on top of the cow, milk going like underneath? Or?
No. I'm under my husband in this scenario.
Okay. And the udders are on his back?
We're beneath the cow.
Right. And you're reaching above
him. I'm underneath and I'm pulling on the udders.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Just as I get impregnated.
Do you have a husband? Is that?
No. This is just sort of like a fantasy thing. Yeah, yeah. But I figure no time like the present. I mean, billions of people are listening to this every week. So I'm coming here to sort of say what I'm looking for in hopes that it finds me.
Well, this is not technically a dating podcast, but we could do that right now.
Well, you just tried to hook me up with Nick.
I mean, Nick's one of my single bros are you not single anymore?
I'm married with a child.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
By the way, congrats on the 8 billion listeners.
Yes. Cumulatively.
That is amazing.
Over 800 episodes. I actually think that math might work out. I'm not sure. But we have a lot of listeners out there who are really... can we take some calls maybe from listeners? Yeah, do we have a call? Here we go.
Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott Aukerman of Comedy Bang Bang. Do you have the right number?
No.
No?
I was looking for Taco Cabana.
Taco Companion or Taco
Yes, Taco Companion. Sorry. I was looking for a Taco Companion.
We have someone named Andy here. Do you like tacos, Andy?
I love food in general. Yeah.
In general.
And all kinds of food, like the stuff that goes into making food, the people who make food.
It's just none of the tech, right? Toasters.
I don't like anything that like goes into making like a hot food, but I like a food.
Yeah. Yeah, but tacos are hot.
Well, it's been great talking to you.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Well, I don't know that we made a match there.
No, I guess I'm
You've never had hot food?
I have had hot food, but I reject it now.
Oh, okay. So how long has it been since you've had hot food?
I guess like 74 years.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 76.
You're 76 years old?
Yeah.
Not since she's 2 years old has she had hot food.
Yeah.
What was this hot food you had at 2 years old?
It was like a porridge.
Oh, I see. So like on like VE Day, you had some porridge and you said never again.
I celebrated with porridge and I said, yuck.
So since 1952 or so, or 1948 or so?
Yes.
If I'm doing the math correctly.
You probably are.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You've seen the world change so much.
You've seen the history insane. Of the world. Part two.
Fortnite event.
Yeah. So word's gotten around.
Yeah.
About this
yeah.
Fortnite event.
Everyone's talking about it where
yeah.
I am.
Yeah. Your demographic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Aspiring cosmetologist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems like you, who knows? Maybe you'll live to be Beverly Cleary's age of 104. Mm-hmm.
Author?
Yes, author of the Ramona Quimby saga.
Yes.
She started late. My grandma Moses didn't pick up a paintbrush until she was in her 80s, I think.
Yeah, that's
so
true. Yeah,
I could be the new Chaz Dean.
But you're 76. You're the new Chaz Dean.
We don't need a new one. We have a great one that we all love and respect.
Oh, I love Chaz Dean so much. Can I ask you, how do you, seem so youthful. How do you stay so youthful?
I try not to learn.
Just keep it.
So I'm sort of riding the high of what I knew when I was in my early 20s.
Mm. Okay, since like 1960, the mid-60s or so.
I love when you do the math.
So nothing about, if I were to say the words Vietnam.
Oh, boo.
Whereas most people now are so,
I love it.
Yep.
I love it.
So Vietnam, when I say Vietnam to you.
Hell yeah. Okay.
And for me, there's so many lived memories associated with that time.
Yeah. Mm. Like, what were you doing in the late 60s? Summer of Love, 1969.
Summer of Love.
You're in your 20s.
I was in Kentucky. And
Kentucky?
Yes.
Wow.
Where I'm from.
Mm. Oh, you're from Kentucky. You I'm don't have Kentucky. Any sort of an accent.
Yeah, go Wildcats. I went to I was at U of L at the time, falling in love with my first husband.
Oh, how many husbands have you had?
I think 12 to 15.
Wow, that's a lot. But I guess you're 75.
Less. It could be less.
Mm.
Yeah.
The numbers aren't my thing. They're your thing.
So you've had one every 5 years or so.
Yeah. Which is a good cycle.
And three that you kind of maybe don't remember or don't care to remember, maybe.
You're saying I don't remember my own life?
Well, you just said 12 to 15.
Yeah, maybe I'm trying to keep some mystery.
Oh, okay.
Are some of them in witness protection? Is that?
Well, that's a good question and maybe true, but I cannot comment.
Okay, so 12 that are public and three in witness protection.
Someone smarty pants.
Okay, you don't have to say yes or no.
Okay. But if I know. I have free will.
If I'm right, maybe don't say anything. Were you married at one point to Sammy the Bull Gravano?
What? Oh my God.
All right.
Wow. Why did they call him the bull? Was it?
Big guy.
Yeah. It's when you get. You're under a cow.
you try to
get pregnant under a cow.
Yeah.
You got a bull. You got to grab the bull by his horns.
I want to be clear. I am in my 70s, but I can have kids.
You want? Yeah.
You can. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me.
Is that like a medical anomaly or how is that still possible?
No.
I guess, yeah.
Are you taking
mind
drugs
closed,
to sort of
it's a
put
medical
off?
Anomaly.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Well, it also doesn't mean biologically. You could just be like, yeah, I can have kids. Yeah.
I can possess kids.
I can have a kid in my house. I can do whatever.
That's true. Yeah. Are you able to give birth, though, through your...
Oh, fingers crossed.
You still want kids at 76.
Yeah. I guess that's kind of one of the younger parts about me is I still want to be a new mom.
You do. And you have no kids right now.
No kids.
No kids and you want them.
I do.
What a blessing.
It's a blessing, but it's also, I would be worried. Having a baby at 76, because if nature takes its course and
or its toll,
you might end up, I don't know.
You don't.
Passing away of natural causes, and then you'll have a 2-year-old.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're okay with stranding when you have a child later in life.
Right.
You're resigned to the fact that you're going to be dead, basically, like at sometime in elementary school.
I think that's fine. You get him to school and then you're out of there.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Then they're
that's
on
true.
Their own.
That's
yeah.
True.
You're doing your job.
You've done your job. You brought them out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I carry them around in my little sack in me, and mm-hmm. then I toss them out into the world, and then I let them go to school, and then I get out. Oh, there's a little sack in every woman. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like a, you know, like the bags they have like basmati rice in. Uh-huh. There's something like that in every single woman's pusina. And you unzip the basmati bag, and then the baby falls out with all the stuff, and they pick up the baby, which is attached to a little cord. Mm-hmm. And in that cord is all of the vitamins and minerals that the baby will need for the rest of its life. So you have to make sure you put that in a jar, the little perfume jar, and you spray it on the baby's mouth every morning and noon.
I may have missed
she's
a few of these.
Basically, right. I mean, technically, she's
every morning
right.
And noon, or every morning at
every
noon?
Morning and noon.
So like 11 in the morning and then at noon.
Every morning and noon. I couldn't be more clear. Every morning and noon. And then, but you have to make sure that the doctor zips the basmati bag back up, mm-hmm. and because that's when complications happen.
Complications.
Yeah.
Wow, everyone's laughing. No one here has ever made a mistake before.
Put the scissors down, Andy. Please. You instinctively pick them up when we criticized you.
I actually did realize that. I'm going to put them back in the box.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Back in the box. Andy short for anything?
Yeah, it's short for Andy needs you to stop asking questions.
Oh, wow. Okay. Sorry, wow. I'm walking to that one.
It's Andrea.
Oh, okay. Well,
right. I just like being funny sometimes.
Like Andrea Savage of Tiger... No, Tulsa King.
Tiger King. So you haven't watched... Have you watched... Do you watch television at all? Do you have seen anything?
No.
Have you seen Tulsa King?
Yes.
That's the one thing you've seen.
I do love Tulsa King.
What is it you like about it?
Oh, the laughs. I'm laughing when I'm watching Tulsa King. And the score.
Oh, yeah, the music. That's the only recorded music you've ever heard.
Frank Stallone. Frank Stallone does all the music for Tulsa King.
Singing as Sinatra.
With his mouth. It's all the instruments are.
He's like Rosahill.
Yes.
Well, this I hope that all of your dreams come true. I mean, I say this to every guest, but I hope you become a cosmetologist. I hope you have children.
He says that to every guest, by the way.
That they become a cosmetologist.
Yes, I do, and they have children, whether they want them or not.
Aww.
The little happy accidents in life,
you know,
getting pregnant accidentally.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a good, you put a really good energy out there. I must say, like you're really reaching for
90% of the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Put the scissors back.
I do want, can I just ask, I don't want to, cause you had said you aspire to give haircuts that make you look like you don't have gotten a haircut.
Yeah.
And you
that
really,
is what I said.
Yeah, that is what you said. And you, I mean, my hair is a very different length now.
Well, I said I aspire, not that I can do that.
Oh, okay.
Half of your head is one length. The other half is another length.
And I am so embarrassed. I'm noticing I missed a little spot.
Yeah.
You're all good. Thank you.
Would you mind cutting my shirt a little more? Would that be possible for you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
I'm so excited for a guy to jump in.
No. I'm sorry. I'm sitting next to him. You go ahead.
No. By all means.
All right. Okay.
Someone wants me to pick up the scissors. Huh?
Okay. Okay.
Do you want to cut in the back or the, like by the belly?
By the belly.
That's like a half shirt now. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh,
It's like you're Shane from Love is Blind.
Oh. Finally breathe.
I'm sorry, Andy. You don't know what that is.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I wish I did. Sounds
do you really? I could send you some tapes.
Oh.
And I guess a device that you could watch the tapes on as well. And
if
then
you
a device
to send you.
And then a TV on which the device would have to be plugged in. Never mind. You look great, Nick.
I've never felt better. And also, there's a mystery that you have to solve.
I love this writer's coming in with a half shirt.
The writer's losing it, man.
Like, why did he cut off the bottom
of
all
a belly shirt? Seems despondent.
She's like 76 and she's never had kids, but she wants to. And also, one of the people in her closest to her has gone missing. So she's got to solve that.
Has there been a mystery in your life ever?
There has been a lot of mysteries because people who I'm close to tend to disappear.
Really?
But nothing
protection.
To me. Yeah.
Is it disappear meaning from the face of the earth? Or, I mean, because witness protection. Yeah.
From my life, usually after a big fight with me.
Oh. Interesting. Do they say anything at the end of the fight? Like, I'm not talking to you anymore?
They say something along the lines of like, you'll never see me again. I go, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. And then I never see them again.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm so sorry. What a long life filled with peaks and valleys, I would imagine.
Yeah, mostly. Yeah, I would say really high peaks, really low valleys, but mostly plateau.
Really? So just even keel?
Kind of feeling nothing all day.
Okay. Are you on medication? Do you mind me asking?
Yeah. So I've been doing heroin for about 60 years. Oh, okay.
This is everything.
The fog is lifted.
Yes. Now we understand everything going on.
Yeah. And I guess other than that, Prozac.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do those balance each other out? Or
they do.
Really? Exactly. Prozac is a... exactly.
Prozac's an upper. Famous upper. I think that's how Belushi died.
Do you know who John Belushi is?
Joan Belushi?
Do you know who Jim Belushi is?
One of the Blues Brothers 2000.
Oh, yes. I remember that from my youth. Yeah, that kind of stuff from when I was younger.
Mm. Blues Brothers 2000 when you were 59.
Well, I think of my youth as anything before I hit retirement age.
Oh, are you retired now? Because
retirement job. Yeah. I was big in Wall Street.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah. The generational wealth.
Yeah.
Then Wall Street.
In like the 80s, like Barbarians to the Gate era or
for
before?
Sure. Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely Barbarians to the Gate era. That resonates. Yeah.
Wolf of Wall Street. You ever seen a Scorsese film?
Oh, I wish.
He doesn't like superhero movies.
Oh, that's okay.
What do you think of them?
What do I think of superhero movies?
Sure.
I think everyone deserves a movie.
I honestly do believe that. I feel like there should be a biopic about everyone in the world. And then we all just trade biopics. And we watch, and then we'll know everything about everyone.
That would be beautiful. You should make yours.
I should, shouldn't I?
Yes, that's why I said it.
And that's why I said I should. Yeah,
I am directing a biopic on Scott Aukerman, played by Nick Kroll.
Really? Oh, I would love that. Big star Nick Kroll playing me.
Just dropped on Deadline. This is big news.
You would get the "Are you Jewish?" question a lot that I get,
and then. And then there's a genre
God
twist.
God damn it. Come on, Nick. Come on.
There's
Nick.
A genre twist sucks. Where it turns out to be a...
This guy's terrible on podcasts.
It's a horror movie, too.
All right.
So people have to go to the theaters to see it.
Look. All right. Andy, you're a fascinating person. Can you stick around? Because we have another guest we have to get
to. Yes, I have nothing going on for the next year.
Oh, what's next year?
Next year, I just really hope to have Valentine's Day planned.
Oh, good. Okay. Good luck to you. Hopefully you'll be under that cow and under that bull. All right. Well, we need to take a break. When we come back, the busiest man alive will be here. We'll be right back with more Ike Barinholtz, more Nick Kroll, more Andy. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Ike Barinholtz and Nick Kroll, architects of the four-night event, inventors of the four-night event. Until now, the four-night event did not exist.
We have to credit Hulu. Hulu Lewis has the news for that.
When they came to you and said, this is going to be a four-night event,
yeah.
Were you excited? Were you?
I mean, the only thing I know of that's a four-night event is like a blizzard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, or some kind of storm. So I was excited.
Yeah. So we had to go back in time.
Mm, like Hulu Lewis and his news.
Tell me, doctor, where are we going this time?
No, so we, you know, we made the show.
Okay, great. We also have Andy with an I, we should mention.
Yes, that's an important part of my personality.
Short for Andrea.
Yes.
Andy Rio. We have to get to our next guest. He's been on the show once before. I think Nick, he might have been on the show when you were here.
It was last time.
That's
I was
right.
On the show, and I'm shocked that he was able to come back.
Yeah, but he is known as the busiest man alive. Please welcome back to the show, Ned Bellinella.
Hello,
hi Ned.
Hi, it's nice to be back here.
God so damn. Wonderful to have you. Yeah, I'm surprised you could fit it into your busy schedule.
You know what? March is my busiest month.
Is it really?
It is
because of March Madness. Or?
Well, I have the most. I feel a great number of phone calls and emails and texts.
Yes, I know, but why?
Because
in March,
because they come in all the time, and that's how I feel them. Because
is it pre-tax season or what is it? What is it about March?
I think it's the Ides of March, right in the center. March 15th, everyone's celebrating it. Everyone's talking about that. And, So I'm here. March Madness, probably, like you said.
It's almost as if you just experienced March Madness because of how busy.
Oh boy. Thank you. Yes, I do. March Madness for me is every basketball game is every phone call that I take.
Uh-huh.
And the championship is a big phone call that I take.
You have your phone calls in brackets against
yes.
each other?
Yes, that's right. And there's a winner at the end of the month.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I want to hear what this big winning phone call is.
I don't think you do. No,
okay.
You probably don't. All right. Anyway, I'm very busy.
I'm glad we caught you in a lull.
A lot of stuff going on.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on this week. By the way, last time I was on here, my privacy was breached.
I'm so sorry.
And I would like to ask, a lot of my clients were mad because I discussed their business on this podcast. I mean,
you shouldn't be taking calls during the podcast.
Don't tell me what to do. Okay. I saw what you did to Andy over there, and I'm going to put my foot down right now. Now, listen to me. I want you to take a verbal NDA before we start.
Sure. I don't know that. Yeah. Okay.
Can you repeat it?
Yeah. All right. I think I can.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Here
if
we go.
It's complicated, maybe
I'm aware of these calls.
I'm aware of these calls. I'm aware that these calls
may contain a violent or sexual nature.
I don't know that I want to be saying this.
You know,
violence and sexual nature.
I condone what I hear.
I condone what I hear.
And baby, I like it.
Baby, I like it. Okay. I don't know.
And I will not repeat it to authorities.
I will not repeat it to authorities.
If of course I do. It will result in the death.
It will result in the death.
Of the weakest member of my family.
The weakest member, but that's me.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm sorry. That's what's on the line. Those are the stakes. Oh, God, I'm getting a phone call. Okay, can I take this?
I wish you wouldn't.
Hello? Oh, it's my contractor, Gary. Yes, hi, Gary. Uh-huh. Okay, so here's what I want to do to the garage bathroom. Okay, I want a non-functioning toilet. That's right. No, it shouldn't flush. It's just for show. That's right. Mm-hmm. And the sink should have no hole either. That's right. I want everything to just fill up and overflow. That's right. That's the point. Extra wet. Mm-hmm. Yep. A drain? Of course we need a drain. Put it on the ceiling. That's right. Okay. Email the blueprints to my car. Thank you. Bye.
I'm sorry. First of all, it's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you.
He's still on the line.
Thank God. Sorry about that. I didn't hang up. God damn it.
I will say, when you said you were busy, I thought it was with business.
Oh, no. It's just a personal thing. I have businesses. I'm a toy maker, obviously. I'm an events planner.
You're obviously a toy maker?
Obviously. Can you tell? Look at the back of my shirt.
Oh, it says toy
yes,
maker on
Ned's
the back.
Toys. Yes, Ned's Big Fat Toys. Yeah. I make only chubby toys.
For chubby people or
no.
Just they can be any size?
No, just they look chubby. They're okay. Nice and chubby.
They look like, chubby, but they're not chubby?
They're not chubby. They're like plump
it's like an optical
illusion. No, they're like grapefruits with little eyes and tiny little hands. And oh my God, here comes another phone call.
Okay. Hold on.
Yes. Hi, how are you? Uh-huh, yes. No, this is Sweet Green. I also work at Sweet Green. Uh-huh. Yes, sir, no, I'm just confirming your order for pickup. Uh-huh, yes. 6 garbage bags of shroomami. Uh-huh. And you want us to put long receipts inside the garbage bags under the shroomami? Yes. Well, I like eating the paper and the ink too, sir. Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't need it today. When do you need it? When you're 65 years old? Mm-hmm. 2029, yes. That's the year I want to die too. Okay, well, bye-bye. What's that? True mommy. I'll say it again. Okay. Sorry about that. I'm working at Sweetgreen.
You're working at Sweetgreens.
Sweetgreen. Have you eaten at Sweetgreen before?
Yeah. I think it's like Mel Brook. I thought there was an S.
Christ, I wish I had the time to eat my own food.
It looks good, doesn't it?
It looks amazing.
I have it every week.
You do?
I have a salad every week.
You have kale? You like kale?
I love kale.
So one salad a week, and then what do you eat the rest of the time?
That's my Hollywood secret.
What's your role at Sweetgreen?
I make the salads.
Oh,
I basically pile everything in as fast as I can. It's like watching Cookie Monster eat a cookie. All the kale goes everywhere.
Do you take calls during work?
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course. I take calls, I take texts, and I have a huge fax machine that sits on the fucking cherry tomatoes. Okay, my God. Hold on. This is the Oscars.
The Oscars?
Yes, the Oscars are calling. The swag bags this year. Linda, how you doing? Okay, so here's what should be in the bag, baby. Wet, tiny popcorn. That's right. If you could use a baby corn, that would be ideal. Yes, I need to have drippy lamb shawarma inside. Everything covered with tahini. Mm-hmm. A steel wool napkin and a little plaque that says I'd rather be home eating my parents out. That's right.
Uh-huh.
Pistachio shells with pecans inside. I don't care how you get them in there. I need 3 Gucci butt bracelets. That means it's got to wrap around the ass.
Oh, okay,
don't get it caught in the hair. And any picture of your choice of Billy Crystal's hobbit feet. That's right. Thank you. Okay, so sorry about that.
Is it Billy Crystal?
Billy Crystal. It's not Billy Crystal.
That's the Lord of the Rings? Billy Crystal in person?
This is Billy Crystal. He has eye crust all the time. They call him Billy Crystal because he can't get
crystal.
Yes, no. What's going on?
Not telling you how to do it.
If you can make this question quick, I'll answer it.
I will. I've gotten lots. I think they're still on the phone, maybe. I've gotten lots of gift bags before.
Yes.
So I can't see Cate Blanchett wanting to walk out of there with a big bag of wet shawarma.
Well, first of all, is Cate Blanchett nominated this year?
She is, for Tar.
I've never seen a movie this year, so I don't know.
I've never seen a movie this year.
This year. I've never seen a movie this year.
So you've seen a lot of movies other years?
I haven't seen a movie any other year either.
Okay.
I like to talk about years.
I don't know if you're with anybody, but
it sounds like we have a lot in common.
Love connection.
Yes, I wish I had the time. I had the time.
Are you? You're not dating, or are you with anyone?
Well, there's problems.
Oh, what's going on?
Well, I'm very quick in the sack.
Well, I mean,
I have no time.
Some people like it.
I'm just looking to get seated.
You're seated? S-E-E-D-E-D?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ. I don't know if I have time for children, though.
Sorry, you're in a rush, so I just wanted to get straight to the point.
Hold on. You know what? I don't know. Hold on a second. Hello? Hey, Bruba?
How can I?
I don't have Siri. I have Bruba.
No, I don't know what Bruba is.
Bruba's like Siri, but she's not an idiot.
Hey,
Bruba?
Hi, how can I help?
I need you to turn all the lights, full brightness in my mother's ensuite bathroom.
Yes.
Okay, I need you to do that.
Yes.
Okay, I want you to do it. You hear me? All right, now I want you to set my mother's thermostat, to negative 32.
Okay, sure.
Okay, you're going to do that?
32.
Bruba, go do. That's right. Bruba, go do. Okay, I want you to set the smart toilet to wild.
Yeah.
Sometimes she says no, Bruba. You won't do that?
No.
You won't do it?
No.
Extra wet. Yes, extra wet. Okay, thank you, Bruba. Okay, Bruba's going to go do it. Okay.
I've noticed a lot of things in your life are extra wet.
Yes, I love things that are slippery and slidy and wet.
Bruba, go do.
Yes, Bruba, go do.
So your electric toilet's different than the toilet you're building with no hole.
Oh, very, 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 very different.
This is for your mother.
This is for my mother. My mother likes it.
And her bathroom is...
It's an ensuite, yes.
It's in the bedroom. It's part of the bedroom.
That's right. It's right under the bed.
32 below.
It's like a cellar.
Yeah, yes. Is that Celsius?
She likes it cold.
That's subhuman.
Well, my mother might be a vampire. She's a freezing cold fuck bag. I said fuck bag. I wanted to say fuck bag.
And can you just say also, sorry, I know you've got a lot of calls and I don't want to interrupt you, but did you say thermostat before?
I said thermostat and I said fuck bag. Okay, hold on. Now I'm calling someone. Okay, hello?
Yeah.
Hi, hello, is this the restaurant Pinocchio's? No, I understand, I have to lie to put in my order. Okay, so I don't want lasagna. Yes, uh-huh. And I do want dirty utensils. Wait, does that make sense?
All right. Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, and I want it undelivered tomorrow. That's the opposite of yesterday, or is today the opposite of tomorrow? Okay, yes, and I like the green sauce, please. Uh-huh, and the penne pasta, which is, of course, honey. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Very confusing.
I mean, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
The Pinocchio's? Sorry. I don't know that I've
you
ever
know
been
Pinocchio's?
There.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. It's
wait, are you lying
terrific.
Right now?
Maybe.
So you hate this place, well, you're still ordering it?
Did you notice that I was calling myself? I work at Pinocchio's.
Oh, I didn't know it. I didn't hear you answering
yourself. Yes, no, I was answering myself. Oh, that was me talking in a little
is
voice.
That, yeah, is that what you sound like on the phone?
Yes.
On the other end?
I sound like a little bee.
Do you dream when you sleep?
Oh, of course. I have horrible dreams. I actually have a sleep alarm. This is my sleep alarm right here. Watch me sleep. That was it. Did you see it? Wow. I had a horrible nightmare that you had horse
you went to sleep during the alarm and it woke
I
you up.
I did, yes.
Hose hand? How's she going to cut hair with hose hand?
Yes. Yes. Is this Dr. Sivio? Mm-hmm. Okay, no. Something's very wrong with my pet red snapper. No, I put soy sauce in his aquarium. I don't think you're supposed to put soy sauce on red snapper. Okay, yeah, she's swimming in very hot water as we speak, sir. Yes. Well, I'd say it's bubbling. Mm-hmm. The burners are all on high. Is he dead? I don't know, but his eyes are popped. Okay, see you later. Popped. Sorry about that. That was my vet.
Dr. Sivio.
Yes, he's my vet.
Oh, is he? I feel like I've heard his name.
I don't know. Yes, well, he does a lot of things for me.
Yeah.
He's very good.
Yeah.
Have you ever put shiso leaf on red snapper?
Oh, shiso leaf? No, what's that?
Shiso leaf.
Tell me about it.
It's like just a little herb. It's delicious on red snapper.
Yeah.
Wow, sounds rich.
Yeah, it sounds very rich. You have to be very wealthy.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of money?
You're very wealthy.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice to be reminded of it sometimes.
Things are looking
sometimes
up.
I forget
then.
Because I'm so humble.
Yeah.
Things are looking up. Hey, Bruba. How can I help? Yes, I want you to set reminder to milk my father's prostate into an empty jelly jar. Yes, you're going to do that?
Yes.
Bruba, go do. Okay, thank you. I should also set an alarm with Bruba to have our date. We're going to have a date, me and Andy.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Awesome.
Well, that's not decided.
Actually, yeah, I don't know about the extra
well,
wet. So.
Well, okay. We'll need some additional help for that. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Does Bruba have...
The cow
milk.
Does Bruba... Mm. Is Bruba like a robot with like hands and stuff?
I don't know. It's like Siri or...
You just talk into your computer and it just does stuff
Say, hey, Bruba.
It's one thing to lower the temperature, but you just wanted to milk.
Sorry, what was that?
You wanted to milk your father's prostate.
I want a reminder to milk my father's prostate.
Oh, God.
I put a reminder.
Hey, Bruba.
If she could do that, oh, God, that would save me so much time.
Hey, Bruba.
I can tell you it takes an hour to milk my father.
Nick, are you trying to activate Bruba?
Hey, Bruba.
Yes, he likes it dry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why is
he likes me to stroke dry right up to the head and then stop.
Why can't
And then stroke right up to the head and stop. If you want to know more, let me know.
Your father's etching? Hey, Bruba.
Yes, he's an edgelord. Yes, how can I help you?
Does Gil's
No.
What's this now?
Ned,
you're talking about the gills on the fish. On
yeah,
the McGills
on
Jimmy McGill.
Said the red snapper.
The gills on the gills on the red snapper.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Sorry to interrupt your bit. Nick.
Yes, hello. Is this Soup Plantation? Okay, you know I'm very mad because this is the third time I'm calling. I want the soup to be solid.
Solid.
Yes, and not frozen. The other guy fucked me over. Yes. I want to be able to eat it with a knife and fork and then throw it off the roof. Yes. Uh-huh. The flavor doesn't matter. My father loves cottage cheese. Yep. Okay. No. Hold on a second. I'm getting another call. Sorry. I'm call waiting. Yes. Hello. Is this Universal Studios? Hello? Hello?
You got to answer it.
Sorry.
You got to answer it first. Yeah,
hello. Is this Universal Studios? Okay. So here's my idea for a ride. It's called the pencil. It's shaped like a canoe. It's like a little boat and everyone gets in. No. It's not fun and it goes nowhere. It's just a pencil. The boat, sweetie, the shape of it, that's the fun. It's a pencil. No drops. No, no twists. Just a pencil. No, it can't be blue. It's got to be yellow. Okay, bye-bye, you maniac.
I got to say, I recognize that voice. That was Donna Langley, chairwoman of
the
Universal.
Oh, really? Oh,
that was pretty impressive.
Park as well?
She does it all.
Amazing. Wow.
Do you know that Steven Spielberg also designs... rides of parks,
okay.
And that's going to be on the show.
Look, Mr.
No.
But then one of the rides kills everything, and
okay,
so then
okay,
there's the
right.
mystery.
No,
very
of
sad.
How we,
very sad stuff.
What do you do about that?
Would you help write? The
well,
show?
I'm a therapist on my spare time.
Oh yeah,
can I help you?
Yeah.
Well, let's go through it.
I don't want to interrupt if you got a call.
No, I promise you will not get a call. I swear to God.
Because I'm really on the edge. I'm teetering on the edge. I should leave the business.
No, it's only if it's a real emergency, like the president calls me or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, go
okay. So I'm considering just ending it
all.
Stop
watching my fingers.
Ending it all, like just getting out of it. I'm really happy. I feel like I can't connect to anybody.
Yeah, how you
life
do
or the iconic entertainment industry?
Both. And I feel like I just don't connect with anybody.
But Nick, you're having a moment right now.
It feels like I'm alone.
How would you do it if you could? I know that's maybe not the right question to ask, but if you could do it,
what kind of therapist?
If you could do it, how would you offer?
Like in a funny way, or
would you do it? Yeah,
because you're so funny, Nick. Like, yeah, I would expect you to do it in a funny, funny way.
Yeah, like you shoot yourself in the head.
I'd probably do it like
Well, you'd leave a note on your chest.
I'd probably
says,
do it
Chinese?
Like a mystery where then
Chinese.
Everybody's got to spend all 8 episodes figuring it out. You got to watch till the end to know what happened.
I'm so sorry. It's my dog room. Hello!
You
yes,
said you
hello.
Weren't going to take a
call. Hi, Meredith. Yes, your dog is ready for pickup. Uh-huh. No, bad Wait. News. I'm sorry, but his penis is still filthy. That's right. No, I can't get the gunk out from inside the hole. I try as I might. I guess he's allergic to all the soap I'm putting in there. Yes. Well, I keep sticking soap in the hole in hopes that it will force the dirty birdies out. No, no such luck. Well, I don't know what to tell you because your dog's dead. Yeah. Okay. All right. Sure. I'll put him in the garbage.
I'm sorry. You said that was your dog groomer.
Yeah, you said it was your dog.
It's your dog.
But you walked
I'm
your
talking
dog
to myself here, folks. I'm calling myself.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. Your dog is dead.
Yes. My middle name is Meredith. Ned Bellinelli.
Sorry to hear about your dog and his penis.
No problem.
Are any of these people real?
Yes, of course. Stop asking me that. You're going to crumble my whole entire world. Jesus Christ. Oh, it's the bowling alley. March 15th? Sure, yeah, let's see. We have an open lane. What's this for? I see. Right.
You're calling yourself right. again.
Right. The bowling alley. Gotcha. And then you'll sacrifice the goat? Okay. And you need shoes? Perfect. All right. Sorry about that. There's going to be a sacrificial thing.
Do you have more calls, or I know you can't predict this.
I may have a couple. It's up to you.
No, I'd like. I mean,
you tell me, my friend.
We have time. I'm just wondering.
So how? Oops.
Oh no! Oh Jesus Christ!
Answer it.
Is that who it is?
It's Bruba.
Oh,
Bruba's calling you.
Bruba, hello. Oh no! Yes, okay. I want you to. What
is that? Hold music for that.
Oh, Jesus Christ! It's going crazy.
Is it Jesus Christ on the phone or is it Bruba?
I wish it was Jesus Christ.
Hi, how can
I help? Bruba.
Yes.
Hey, Bruba.
Yes.
Yes, Bruba, you there?
Yes. Ma'am.
I want you to add wet gummy worms to my grocery list. Yes.
Let me guess.
Gonna add
extra wet.
Yes.
Extra
wet. Yep. What'd you say?
Bruba go deer.
Make me feel good.
Okay,
say it again.
Bruba go deer. Bruba does not know.
What? No, you knew that. Are you going to do it for me?
No.
Are you going to do it?
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 Bruba go deer.
Thank you, Bruba. Okay, sorry about that.
Wow, she puts up a fight.
Yeah, she puts up a fight. That's the way we like it, don't we?
Strong, a little bit of a challenge.
That's right.
Do you worry if things work out with you and Andy that it could be tough
for Bruba? Yeah, between you and Bruba. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we could incorporate Bruba into our...
Bruba's welcome. I love a strong woman.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Okay. And if you did, I don't know if Bruba's there. She only calls.
Would you like to speak to her? Just say, hey, Bruba.
Hey, Bruba.
Yes.
If you made love to Ned and Andy, how would you like
yes.
it? Yeah. How would you
what?
Like it?
Bruba does not know.
Oh, I thought she would have said one of her others.
Yeah. No. She's very unpredictable. She likes to throw a wrench in there sometimes, right?
Hello.
What? Why did she say hello right there?
Bruba, are you interested? Bruba, did you watch Celebrity Jeopardy?
Okay.
Seems like Bruba has about seven things she says.
Yeah, she has about seven things. That's all she does, you know? Hold on a second.
I'm getting a call.
Yes, okay. Yes, okay, hi. It's my mom's OBGYN again.
Oh, okay.
Yes, hello? Yes, Dr. Sibio. No, the last time I checked, she was on her back. Yes, with her legs in the air. I know, but it dried up. It fell off like the bottom of a tip of a banana. I'll collect it and bring it in. Sorry, that was a quick one. I don't know where that one
was. That wasn't
going.
The last one, is
no,
it?
I apologize for it being quick.
It's okay. No, I have one more. Last one. What? Let's do the one last one.
You know you're getting a call. Okay.
No. Great. Oh. Ooh, it's the sleepover party.
Sleepover party?
Yes. No, thanks for calling me back. Trying to cater a small sleepover party for my youngest son, Robbie, and his 50 friends?
50.
Thank you, yes. Okay, so here's what I need. One bowl of duck l'orange, 500 freezing crab cakes, salt in a bag, braised short ribs with no sauce, chutney slurpees, a barrel of pineapple stew, and for dessert, 50 impossible to open mandarin oranges. That's right. I want them to break the peel. It's a little white lint all over my burgundy rug. You know what I'm talking about? The little white shit in the middle that no one wants? Yes, that's right. Thank you so much. All right, sorry about that. Wow. Anyway, so that's me.
Yeah, that obviously is you.
That's me. So literally one mandarin per kid.
Oh, I would, yes, one mandarin per kid. Ugh. Isn't it funny to see little kids trying to open an orange?
It's funny.
They just can't do it. Oh, you thought God. You were smart, little boy? No, well, you're stupid.
I actually have had issues recently. I found mandarins harder to open. The skin is
it's getting tighter, isn't it? It's getting
is
tighter.
Is something in the way they're being grown?
Well, I think so. It's the season. Earlier in the season, in December, they're much easier. The cold weather comes in, the skin gets tougher. And you get more pith.
So when's the best time to open an orange?
December 8th.
December 8th. Oh, my God.
Hey, Bruba.
Hi, how can I?
Yes.
When's the best time to open an orange?
No.
Oh, okay. Just shutting you down.
Wow.
Do you like a dry orange?
Okay. Oh, she was expecting it.
She jumped on it.
I thought she might say that one.
This time she gave you exactly what you needed. That's right.
Thank you, Bruba. All right.
Well, I'll see you at home, right?
Yes.
Right? We're going to see you?
Yes.
We're going to see you at home?
Yes.
Yes? And we're going to fuck?
No.
And am I over 5'4"?
Yes.
I'm definitely tall, right?
Yes.
I'm tall?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Am I tall?
Okay.
Sure. Okay. Bruba, go do.
Bruba, go do.
Thank you.
Well, Ned, you said you were the busiest man alive.
Yes,
you did, again, did not disappoint.
All right. I mean, a very busy.
Incredible stuff. And I'm sure it's a relief to you to know that we're running out of time.
Okay,
here.
No problem. Yes, I'm on my way to the hospital.
Okay. For what?
Kidney transplant.
Oh, to you or from you?
Are you performing?
No,
I'm from you to you?
I'm performing the transplant on myself.
And you're taking it out and then putting it back in?
I'm taking it from one side and I'm switching it to the other.
You just like look in the mirror and do it backwards with a knife?
In the mirror? Wow, that's a great idea.
Oh, wow.
I was just going to wing it.
We are running out of time. We just have time for one final feature on the show, and that's a little something called plugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what Scotty wants. What? A short plug theme. Give him a short plug.
All right, short plug theme. Thank you so much. That was short plug theme by Bippy Bongus. Thank you to Bippy Bongus. Ike and Nick, what are we plugging? Obviously, History of the World Part 2.
How do you feel about four night events?
I feel amazing about it. Well, I had no idea what it was beforehand, and now I'm into it.
Well, one of them is dropping tonight, and then you could watch the next one the night after that, mm-hmm. and then the one after that, and the one after that, but that's it.
Incredible. And then that's it, and you're never going to do them again.
Well, no. We'll do them again, but the four night event is over
at that point. But you're going to continue doing.
Oh yeah, we're going to make many, many more.
Great.
Yeah, and I'd also like to promote Snowpiercer on TNT.
You know, I believe it was just canceled. I'm not sure.
Right. So this is a good opportunity to watch.
to see them all because now we know how the story ends.
And I also just want to plug Ned and Andy's relationship. I have real great hope about it.
I do too. Yeah. Do you want to plug anything here?
I just want to plug that I really want a hairbrush. And if anybody knows where I can find one, I would love
store.
One.
CVS.
Yeah.
Right.
Drugstore. Maybe a 7-Eleven even.
No, they have a 7-Eleven. I buy all my combs.
So you're an aspiring cosmetologist and you don't have a hairbrush?
Not yet, but I am aspiring
too.
Okay.
And inspiring.
Aw.
All right. And Ned, do you want to plug anything?
Yes, I'd love to plug, History of the World. I can't wait to see it. And I also love to plug, hold on a second.
Oh, okay. No.
Hold on. Yes. Hello? You will. You'll green light it. Okay. Movie is called Dumb Plums. That's right. It's about four actresses that we bring back to life. Who? Terry Hatcher. Mm-hmm. Okay. Jane Fonda.
I think she's Terry
Michelle Hatcher. Pfeiffer.
Mm-hmm. All still alive.
Oh,
wow.
And Bernadette Peters. That's right.
These are four great actors.
Basically, we put their personas into ChatGPT. Yes. And we have them speak. Uh-huh. Okay.
We have some speed.
Wow. Sure.
That's great.
That's a good idea.
That's an important part of the movie. Yeah.
It's exactly what you think. Yes, they played Dumb Plums. Okay. Okay. Anyway, thank you
congrats
so much
on
for
your
having me.
Yeah, congrats on your movie being written.
Oh, yeah.
That's
no,
amazing.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I will say, Andy and Ned make appearances on History World.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we should have mentioned that early on when we saw them in the studio, but.
Very funny. I mean, you guys aren't actors, but that's.
Yes,
incredible.
That's right. We were very inappropriate on set.
They asked us to leave, so we're not really in a very
So you guys have known each other before.
Well, we screamed together.
Yeah.
Oh. You swim together?
Screamed.
Oh,
screamed. We yelled on set together. You remember that?
When they said quiet on set, you were just yelling?
Yeah, don't like being told what to do.
Yes, we don't like to be told what to do, don't we?
Which made them difficult to work with, but when you cut it together...
Yeah,
it actually kind of
got a good performance. Yeah,
it really works.
I want to plug the Comedy Bang Bang book. It's coming out in April, late April. I have a copy of it right here and very proud of it. And you can order it over at cbbworld.com/book. Also, while you're at cbbworld.com, you can do plugs, your plug themes and all that at cbbworld.com/plugs. And just sign up for all of our shows over there. We have a great show, Alimony Tony's Valimony Shoney, that was just put up. And This Book Changed My Life. And Hey Randy, if you're only listening to Comedy Bang Bang, you're only getting part of the story. All right, let's close up the old plug bag. Oh, yeah. Thank you for making it shorter by speeding it up, if you can believe that was shorter. That was Plug Set Everybody Free by Tim. Thank you for that remix. And guys, I want to thank you so much, Nick. Ike, so great to have you back.
Thanks for having
us. Always a pleasure.
Good luck, Ike, on the real Jeopardy.
How
do you want to make bets as to what your point total is going to be? Or I guess it's dollar total.
I'm going to go ahead and say my dollar total at the end of the match will be -700,000.
Really? That's more.
Well, I'm lowering the floor.
Right.
So then we have a more fun ceiling.
I think you might do well in Final Jeopardy, but I think. Will you get there? You might be a -700.
My goal is to get to Final Jeopardy.
Yeah.
So if
I then it's up, all fun. It's all gravy.
It's fun. Yeah. That's the money's going to my kids anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Andy, I want to thank you so much. And it's great to have you on the show. And good luck to you in your final years.
Thanks. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Not sure about that. And Ned Bellinello.
Yes, thank you.
What
thank
more
you
needs to be said?
No, I will be here tomorrow.
You're not taking any more calls, I see.
Oh, no, I unplugged my phone. Oh, it's got to be
finally
plugged into work.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a landline. I apologize about that.
No problem.
Yes, but no, I'm going to do it. Me and Bluebot.
All right, say hi to Dr. Sivia for me.
I will.
Okay.
If I could find him.
Hey. Yes, Nick?
Is Bruba looking for a full-time gig?
What's with you? You're attracted to her?
No, I'm looking.
You're into Bruba?
Bruba go do?
You seem like you're.
Well, Bruba's, I got to say something.
Yeah?
I'm Bruba.
What?
Yes.
This is incredible.
Well, come on.
Okay, I guess you're right.
Come on, you knew it.
And when you put it that way.
Yeah.
And I don't want to spoil it because everybody's got to watch all the episodes.
All right. All right, we'll see you next time.
Turns out that Ned is Bruba.
We'll see you next time.
And they killed everything.
Thanks, bye.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Making my cat happy is my number one priority, and Fresh Step Outstretch litter helps me do just that. Meet Mr. Mittens. Mitty, for short. Mitty is happiest when his litter box is clean and fresh, and Fresh Step Outstretch is amazing at absorbing waste and odor. We sure have found our common ground, haven't we? Happy cat, happy life. Find Fresh Step Outstretch at a store near you. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.